Hi guys, welcome back. Welcome back to Friends Unfiltered. I don't know if you guys would have heard, but a couple of you would have heard I had an incident yesterday. So this is going to be like a bonus episode. I probably will not publish this, but first just know that I'm okay. If you want the details, I put it on Twitter. At first, to be honest, I was in a like dark place like that for that moment. So if I sought pity or help, or even by any chance, maybe somebody would have gotten the tweet and said, okay, send your account number, let's raise GoFundMe for you, let's get you another phone. I was like part of the fantasies I was having in my head that yesterday night. But now that I've slept and I've woken up, thank God. It's more about being grateful and just learning the lessons that were taught, yesterday. So, I don't even know where to start, but just be careful in general. Like, sometimes you might go out of your way for your friend, but don't prioritize them over your safety. Like in this Lagos or anywhere, getting home late is not safe most of the time. And if you know you're not going to be using like boat, if you plan on using public transport, like there's some things you should not just go out of your way to do. And then you know that by the time you're getting back, it's all still boil down to you. And even if your friend that asks for the favor or just your company or anything did that in innocence, at the end of the day, they really might not be able to help you. It's just be, oh, sorry, this happened to you. Because what took me out of my way yesterday was to help a friend take a picture, and I'm sure right now he'll be feeling guilty, and it's really not his fault. He asked for help, and I said I could because to me too, I didn't feel like I was going too out of my way. It was in Ikeja, and I was coming from Ogba, so it's actually not far, but still, I didn't have enough money to use an Uber to get back. But I did it anyway. I said, okay, I'll do this for my friend, then I'll get back with public transport. But I got robbed and attacked. They took my phone. Thank God at least I had this old phone that I had to revive and everything. I'm okay, like at least physically for certain. I know I'm okay mentally, so I think I'm okay. Like, obviously, I'm working through the shock that is what happened, but I'm okay. Again, I'll keep saying that. Maybe if I keep saying it will not become true or true, but yeah, I spoke to my mom. Obviously, there was more pity, but at the same, not pity, but like empathy. But at the same time, she still has some chastising to do. The whole "I told you so," and I was expecting to, even before I told her what happened. I was like, "I know you're going to say this and that, but like, just hear me out first." And she respected that. She didn't say anything until I was done narrating the story as fast as I could, gave her the details, and it was all love. But like, she still reminded me that, "See, I've told you this one, that one, but it's fine." I tried calling my dad, but that one might not be as easy, but he would eventually get to know. I sent a voice note, let him play it. When he plays it, he's definitely going to call. So just be careful in Ikeja. I don't know, don't be using earpiece or earbuds when it's past, when this one has set. Just prioritize on just focusing on where you're headed. And when you get home, the worst thing to do is even to use your phone. I wasn't even using my phone, but what attracted them was I had what's it called, one earbud in. So they're like, okay, if he has an earbud, then he's probably using an iPhone. And then they approached me, and instinct was not like I wasn't alert because I was listening to Giveon. So I was not in the moment, and the usual streetwise part of me was not just there yet until it was too late, because I tried to struggle with them and everything. But then it was more than one. It was not like a gang. And you know that these people are common as, like, people know them. Like, if the system is not fucked up, to find them will not be hard. Because we went to how many different places on foot. I don't know how. I won't say it's jazz, but I know I was coerced with my movement. And I found myself so far, so fast on foot. They did not drag me, but I was walking. I was following them. Because they had collateral, my phone. And if not for God, I don't know, I probably have given them everything I had, because at least I didn't have so much cash. I think it was about 2.7 in my wallet that it took, and then my phone. I got my if you listen, if you read the tweets, you said they first had the earbud I had in my ear, then I took it back, and then they took the phone, and then they tried to make me do POS, but I was not in my ATM. I don't even have one as at now, so I guess I was lucky. So where was I, Seth? The whole story is just scattered, so just go to the Twitter and listen to it, or read it rather, and then just learn. Like, don't allow yourself to be lured away from crowd. It's really risky. Like, even if they are minding their business, even when they could help, it's safer, because sometimes, most times, there would be somebody that would want to help you, and then from there, dude, crowd will pay attention and everybody will try, and then these people will just leave you alone. So if they call you, just be walking. I know maybe most of my friends are locked up in their houses, they don't go out and everything, but somebody will hear this, somebody that actually goes out frequently and would have been as lucky as I was until yesterday, and none of these things would have happened to you. But just learn from this, my experience, and then keep being lucky, and then be alert, because the system failed me yesterday. How many police stations did I go to? Nobody was there to help. Kept sending me to this police station, and then they wanted me to go back to that Ikeja. And at that point, I was scared. I was angry, but I was also scared. If I go back there now, these people will see, oh, you won't round two, Abi. You'll still release your bag that survived. We'll take what is there, because that one too had different things inside, and someone ordered cargo pants for me, and I wanted to deliver it, even as that late it was. I see that was my priority. I said, let me just get it back to him, because he was going back to school 2 days after, and I know I might not be chance since I am doing my internship somewhere. I go home safe. I know this episode is really scattered, but just get the main purpose was just to be aware wherever you are. The world is not at that point where you can be 100% sure you're safe. My voice is I'm still finding my voice is kind of broken, because I didn't cry, oh, surprisingly. Me, I'm an emotional person. I literally, like, even if it's anger, I'll still cry, but I've just been dumbfounded and speechless and still trying to figure out what just happened. But my phone is gone with little or no backup, because doing that kept frustrating me, and trying to put my card to buy space, and I just gave up. And then I've lost so many important things already, but everybody will be like, at least you're alive. I'm not disputing, they just brought lights. I'm not disputing that I'm grateful or anything, but at the same time, I'll still have to grieve those things that I lost, because they still had value. Well, yeah, I'll still be reminiscing on the fact that I'm okay. And everybody is just going to move on. Like, even after the whole, I hope you're okay, so sorry about that, everybody's going to move on. The friends that heard about it will post their memes, and everybody's just going to move along with your life. So sometimes when things happen to you, don't be too engulfed with grief or looking for pity, because the way people were minding their business yesterday as I was being gang robbed or attacked is the same way it will happen to you, or anything will happen to you, and then everybody will just mind their business. They might be concerned at that point where it was hot, and then everybody just wants to know you're okay, and they genuinely do want to know that you're fine. But after that, they're going to move on with their life. They didn't experience it with you, so the processing is not going to be their priority, because they can't process it with you because they didn't experience it with you. So they will just move on, and you should not be angry. I'm not at all bothered, because if it was me, obviously, after I've shared my, oh, this, I'm so sorry, my, I've given empathy, I'll move on with my life too. Once in a while, I'll think back that this actually happened to someone that I cared about, and then I might check in. But in all, I'm going to move on with my life. So don't be surprised that they do that. Anyways, I think I'm going to round this up. This is going to be like a bonus episode because it's not. Well, I just wanted to like give you guys a little story time. Just try and read the rest of the story on Twitter, Asha, because my own, they said they were carrying jars. They even showed me the juju that they used to hit my head, and that I could have died. That's what is. It was just a lot. But sometimes they don't need these jars. And even that jars, to the best of my knowledge, had no power over me, because I know I have God's grace. But innocent people still die every day, and it's not as if God lets them die, but he just can't explain these things, and it just happened. And then I could have been as well called to eternity from that yesterday, but I'm not, because people have experienced worse with less. They said I had like 2.7 in my wallet. I know someone that would have died. I know someone that actually died, like a copper. My sister was just telling me. A copper that died with just 500 in his hand, but they thought he had more, and then they tried to beat it out of him, and they ended up killing him. So I was lucky. God's grace was sufficient, and I survived, and I'm grateful. I'm also going to edit this. I'm going to just send this as it is, as unfiltered as this whole episode is, but I'm no longer looking for any pity. Initially, I wanted people to care. Like, I wanted this to trend on Twitter. Like, everybody hear my story. Do you understand? But you can't force your business on everyone. I'll get another phone if I don't, for the meantime. That's okay, because I know my parents probably think that is best. Like, just now, learn your lesson. It's not fun for, and they are not wrong. You know, just use this time and detach, and then just get other things going. But it was a lot, and just be safe, and like, let people know where you are. I know I keep going back and forth, but your security, let people know where you are as you are going. Like, keep people posted, and family, not just friends, because you know, everybody has like family that is blood, and not all blood is family. Some friends are family, some family are not family, they're just blood related, you get. But if you have family, let them know as you go. You will not regret it, trust me. If you're in an Uber or Bolt, share your ride, like, do all these things just to assure that you're safe. And I just hope you learned a thing or two, Sha. Like I said, the rest of the story is on Twitter, and enjoy the rest of your day. I'm signing out. See you in the next episode, which I will be dropping soon, which was already pre-recorded before this whole incident, Sha. But like, stick with me.